From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas and threatening the U.S. coast. It is expected to hit Florida and then move up the eastern U.S. coast to Georgia and South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center has warned that the extremely dangerous storm could have potentially disastrous impact. The government of Haiti has announced the death toll from Matthew has risen past 260. The World Bank said it is in the process of allocating funds to help with relief efforts in Haiti and has a team of workers there. Matthew is the strongest hurricane to tear through the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea since Hurricane Felix in 2007. The U.S. Security Council, UN Security Council, formally confirmed Portugal's Antonio Guterres Thursday as the UN's next Secretary General. Margaret Bashir reports.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former prime minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Next week, the UN General Assembly is expected to give his appointment the final approval. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed by the end of the year due to the military assault on the city. Stefan de Mistura says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. The Pentagon has confirmed the death of Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a prominent al-Qaeda leader who was targeted earlier this week in a coalition airstrike in Syria. This is VOA News. The European Union Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency that will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. New public opinion polls in the United States show support for libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is dwindling. As a third-party candidate, Johnson has been gathering only modest support so far, but after a string of verbal gaffes, even he admitted his chances of winning are all but nil. The latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton. She's at 43.9%, and Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have lifted millions of people out of poverty.
If you look at the level of growth that has helped China, that has helped countries like India and other low-income countries to pull themselves out of massive poverty, it has been hugely beneficial on an aggregate global basis.
Lagarde also told journalists in Washington Thursday, though, that too many people feel they have been left behind. At a time of weak global economic growth, she urged action on policies that work for all. The United Nations is expressing concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians trapped in the Afghan city of Kunduz. Street-to-street fighting for control of the provincial capital was reported for a fourth day Thursday. Taliban insurgents began an offensive earlier this week to take the city. A new survey shows a majority of people in China are concerned that territorial disputes with neighboring countries could lead to a military conflict. The Pew Research Center released their findings Wednesday. The survey showed 59% of Chinese people had some concern about the disputes resulting in a conflict. More than three-quarters of Philippine residents are satisfied with President Rodrigo Duterte's performance in his first 90 days in office. According to a poll conducted by the Social Weather Station, 76% of respondents say they were satisfied with Mr. Duterte's presidency so far, while only 11% said they were dissatisfied. 13% say they are undecided. Mr. Duterte's administration has been largely defined by his continued crackdown on drug dealers and outbursts directed toward Western leaders. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.